glad for everybody to be here this morning. Glad to see you in church. May the Lord bless you for coming to the house of the Lord. At the end of the service today, we're going to have a baptismal. And so I know some of you sometimes slip out, but right at the close of the service, maybe right during the altar time or right after that, we're going to have a baptismal. And Big Mike's going to be baptized this morning. And so you might want to stay around for just a few minutes and enjoy that with us, all right? Acts chapter 7 for our scripture reading. The book of Acts, chapter number 7. So glad to have Beth here this morning. Been a little while since she's been here, so glad for her to be in service with us today. Amen. And I appreciate her coming. And others that's here. Amen. God bless you for being in church. Hope that you enjoy the service and the word of the Lord this morning. We're sure honored to have you here. Acts chapter 7. Let's start reading in verse number 12. The Bible says, when Jacob heard that there was corn in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first. And at the second time, Joseph was made known to his brethren, and Joseph's kindred was made known unto Pharaoh. Then sent Joseph and called his father Jacob to him, and all his kindred, 75 souls. So Jacob went down into Egypt and died, he and our fathers. Were carried over into Shechem and laid in the sepulcher that Abraham bought for the sum of money and of the sons of Emor, the father of Shechem. But when the time of the promise drew nigh, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt. Till another king arose which knew not Joseph. The same dealt subtly with our kindred, and evil entreated our fathers, so that they cast out their young children to the end that they may not live. In which time Moses was born, was exceeding fair, nourished up in his father's house 3 months. When he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up, nourished him for her own son. That's enough reading this morning. You may be seated. We could read this whole chapter, and there's really no beginning, no starting and stopping point in this chapter, because this is actually a sermon that Stephen is preaching right before his stoning. He's fixing to be stoned and killed. And he's standing there before these the high priest and all these others, and Saul, who turned to Paul the apostle, was consenting unto his death, the Bible says. And but Stephen is preaching to them. He's telling them, he's doing a little history here about the Jewish people and Jesus coming and God's deliverance. And the Bible says when they heard this, they was cut at the heart. Gnashed on him with their teeth and threw him out of the city and stoned him. But I want to take verse 17 and preach. The Bible says, when the time of the promise drew nigh. When the time of the promise drew nigh. God told Abraham, said, I'm going to give you your seed like the stars. You can't count the stars. He said, like the sand by the sea. He said, that's how many they're going to be. Your descendants after you, your seed is going to be like the sea. There's going to be so many. And he said, they're going to go down into a strange land. And he said, they're going to live in a strange land. And he gave him a number of years. And the Bible says that they came out on the selfsame day. But they went down into Egypt is where they went. We know the story. Moses led them out of Egypt. The Bible says he led them out with a high hand. God brought his people out of Egypt. But this verse of scripture that I want to preach on this morning or preach about said, when the time of the promise drew nigh. There was a time that God had set for it to happen. And God, amen's word is true and will come to pass just like as he said. The self same day they came out of Egypt, God's word will be fulfilled exactly like he said it will be fulfilled. And what I want to preach to us about is the time of the promise. The time of the promise drew nigh. You know, many times we have promises in our life, or we have, amen, things that we feel like we want God to do for us. And it's not that God's not going to do it. It's just it's not quite time yet. And so we have to wait on the time of the promise. And that's what is said right here. When the time of the promise drew nigh, which God had sworn to Abraham. Amen. So let's pray and ask the Lord to help us. Lord, thank you for the privilege to be in your house this morning. Thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. I pray, Lord, that you speak to our hearts. I pray that you deal with our hearts and that you have your way, that you speak to us from your word this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The time of the promise, God's word. So many times we miss, amen, a certain part of God's message or what God would have for us. I was reading about when in Britain many years ago, back in the 1800s, Wellington was going to war with Napoleon, and he had never been defeated before. They didn't know if they was going to defeat him. They didn't know. And so they was using flags as their signal. They didn't have telegrams or cell phones or Facebook or the news or anything like that. So the only way they could get the message back into England was through a runner and through a messenger, you know, on horseback or run. And so they had set up a system where they would raise the flag with a message on the flag. And so they was winning against Napoleon. So they wanted to get the word that Napoleon, amen, had retreated. And so the British people made three flags that they was going to raise up that morning. And the first one said Wellington, and pulled it up. And then they lowered that one. Then they pulled the next one up, and it said defeated. And the last flag said Napoleon. But while they was lowering the defeated flag, they got the message up, Wellington defeated. And when they was raising the Napoleon, a fog came in, and a dense fog came in. And so the runners never saw the Napoleon. And so they ran the message back through the villages that the message was that Wellington was defeated. And they began to weep and cry. And the messengers that was left there came. And the last flag, the fog lifted, and the last flag said, Wellington defeated Napoleon. And they began to send the messengers back through the villages and cities and saying that you didn't wait long enough. You left too early. Said, actually, amen, we have won the war. And many times when we're waiting on our promises from God, sometimes the fog may come in. If you know what I'm talking about. And the enemy may bring it in and force us into a state of where we have accepted defeat when we're not defeated. And that was the message that day that was told through all through England and the villages there that Wellington was defeated, when the fact of the matter was Wellington had defeated Napoleon and the people had won a great victory that day. Now, I want to tell you today, we must wait on the time of the promise. Amen. God has set time. God has set seasons. You know that we live down here in the South, and I know it gets cold and seems like it's been real cold, but I was talking to my father-in-law yesterday. Probably most of y'all saw that snowstorm on the news and everything. He said, we got at least 3 feet. of snow. And up there in Virginia, and I was thanking God that we wasn't there, and just glad to be in Texas, you know. But the seasons, and I know we don't live in an area of the country that has like four seasons, and I know that some people love that, four seasons, and I love fall season and things like that. And you can go up in the mountains where the fall colors come all at once because of the seasons. But God said it that way. You know that the Bible tells us that seasons will always be. God said it in Genesis, said as long as time is, there'll be seasons and times. There'll come a day when an angel will set one foot on the sea and one foot on the shore, and he will declare that time will be no more. But until then, God has a time. I know that we're looking at the clock this morning. Sometimes we get in bondage to time, and I think that's our own doing, but I've been in countries and places where they didn't care about time, and I come home and I was glad for a clock, and I was glad for a time. I was glad for people, you know, to show up at church and have a watch and all like that. Sometime you're preaching, you might get aggravated, people looking like this, you know, or turning around looking at the clock. You know, that means you've been preaching way too long. And I heard the other day this preacher got up and he is shaving on Sunday morning. He had cut himself, and so he had a little, and he apologized. He said, "I'm sorry." He said, "This morning I got so in thought of my message." He said, "I was thinking so much about my message that I cut my chin." Well, on the way out, a little girl said, "Pastor said, next time you think you can think about your chin and cut your message." Time, God has set time. God not only has made time, God has made time in our life. And some, amen, are waiting on that time to be fulfilled. God told the children of Israel, said, "You're going to go down in Egypt for 432 years. And the Bible said on the self same day they came out. Amen. You think anybody got ready about 429 years? Well, sure they did. They was killing their babies. They was throwing their babies in the Nile River to the crocodiles and to the god of the Nile. And they was any man child. As a matter of fact, then he finally said, "All the children, all the Jewish children, throw them in the river." And Moses was hid, and for 3 months. And then Pharaoh's daughter was down there at the river. But God had set a time that he would bring those people out. And on the self same day, God brought them out. And the scripture here says, when the time of the promise drew nigh, God had gave them a promise, said, "I'm going to bring you out of this land." And even though they had taskmasters, and even though everything wasn't seemingly going right, God's promise came to pass. Now, I want you to know God's promise will come to pass. Hallelujah. God's word will be fulfilled. I was reading David Jeremiah had wrote in a book about this lady who's prayed for her husband. She felt like God told her husband be saved. He is killed in a car wreck, and all she knew, he was lost. And many years later, she met a man that had been in the car with her husband that day. And unbeknown to her, he had got saved before he made it home to Chicago. Amen. And she never knew he got saved. She thought God had failed her, but he had not failed her. Amen. The man got killed in a car wreck before he ever made it home to tell his wife that he had got saved. And God had told her, said, "Your husband will be saved." And he was saved. She just didn't know it. She had to wait to get to heaven to find out. Hallelujah. I believe we get to heaven, we're going to find out a lot of things. Amen. I said, I feel like we're going to find out a lot of things. We're going to understand a lot of things that we don't understand here. The Bible said, "Here we see through a glass darkly." Have you ever looked in a tinted window trying to figure out, you know, in our vehicle, I was looking for Evan's coat, and I had a flashlight trying to look in that car, you know, it's dark in the garage and tinted window, and I'm trying to look in there, you know, see if his black coat's in there. Finally, just open the door, you know, and get it. But that's the
the way it is, it, when we look in this life, we're looking through a dark glass. You can't figure things out. You know, it might look like a blanket and it's a coat, or it might look like, you know, a real baby and it's a baby doll or something like that. But you can't understand things looking through those dark glasses. That's the way it is in this life. But the time of the promise draws nigh. Amen. God's word is true. God may have promised you something. The Bible said, amen, through Jesus Christ we have exceeding great and precious promises. Amen. Precious promises that are close. You know, there's people that have, amen, very little in this life. Amen. Or maybe live a lonely life. But God's given them a promise, and that promise will hold them. That promise will carry them. That promise will give them strength. That promise will give them a smile. That promise will give them joy. That promise will give them, amen, peace. That promise will give them satisfaction. That promise will bring them to the house of God. That promise will take them back home and bring them back again. I'm talking about exceeding great and precious promises. And the Bible said all the promises of God in Him are yea and amen unto the glory of God. You know what that means? Amen. You know, I say it a lot, you know, amen. Can somebody say amen? One time I remember a boy, I guess he was bored. He was listening to me preach. He said, "You said amen 78 times. And I wondered, what, did you hear anything else I said? But kind of like a throw in, but amen actually means so be it. We kind of have turned it to I agree, you know. Amen, I agree, or, you know, but it actually means in the original, so be it. The Bible says all of the promises of God in Him are yea and in Him amen. That means all the promises of God, hallelujah, are yes and so be it. Glory to God. They will come to pass. The time of the promise drew nigh for the children of Israel. Yes, the Egyptians were still beating them, but the clock was still clicking. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, they're catching their babies and throwing them into the river, but the clock was still clicking. And there was a God in heaven that said, when that day comes, amen, I'm going to split the Red Sea and I'm going to cover the enemies. I'm going to cover Pharaoh and all his army. I'm preaching this morning on the time of the promise draws nigh. The promises of God. We must believe God's promises because they're sure. They're steadfast. Hallelujah. I want to read you a verse of scripture here in 1 Kings chapter number 8. Now, I appreciate your help this morning. I need your help. Hallelujah. To preach. Now I'm going to try to stop saying amen. But 1 Kings chapter number 8 and verse number 56. Y'all say amen, then I wouldn't have to. I heard about one preacher. He'd say, amen, preacher, amen, preacher. He'd pat himself on the back. Hallelujah. So 1 Kings 8 and 56 said, blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant. There hadn't failed one word. I'm here to tell you this morning, church, God's word, not one of them has failed. There's never been an individual that's received a promise from God that it fell through. There's never been a mama that received a promise from God that it didn't come to pass. There's never been a daddy, a brother, sister, or brother. Amen. No one, if God said it, hallelujah, I believe it and that settles it, someone said. God's promises are sure. Amen. They're steadfast. If God said He's going to save your children, you can take it to the bank. He will save your children. If God said He's going to save your husband or your wife or your brother or your sister, you can take it to the bank, somebody said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God's word is true this morning. It will not fail. The Bible says that Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. You know, this book has got things written in here that they'll put in the newspaper in the days to come. It already tells us things to come. Amen. God's word is steadfast. It's sure. Amen. It's life-giving and it never fails. God's word never fails. Amen. It's, amen, alive in the midnight hour. Y'all counting my amens this morning? Hallelujah. It's alive in the midnight hour. It's alive in the darkest hour. It's alive when you're hurting. It's alive when you're sick. It's alive when you're lonely. God's word is sure. It speaks to our hearts. It speaks to our life. It speaks to our minds. It speaks to the lost. It speaks to the saved. It speaks to the darkness and there comes light. It speaks to that which is without form and void and the earth is created. God's word is steadfast and it's sure. The time of the promise drawed nigh. Here they was in Egypt, getting beat. They were so oppressed and beat down, brothers and sisters, that when Moses and Aaron came and said, God told me he's going to let you go, they didn't even believe him. They couldn't believe it. God said, I'm going to let you go. How do we know God sent you, they said. He threw his rod down, it became a serpent. Aaron stuck his hand in his bosom, pulled it out as white as snow, stuck it back in, it was normal. They said, okay, we believe you. And went in before Moses and done the signs and wonders, and God brought them out on the self same day. Here's the point, the clock was still clicking. Hallelujah. They're getting beat and the devil said, I ain't no way you're ever going to get out of here. But time was still going. Glory to God. And on that last day, God said, take the blood and put it on the doorpost. Said the death angel is going to pass through this land. Amen. He's going to kill all the firstborn of the man and the cattle. Oh God. Hallelujah. But when the death angel came to those doorposts that had the blood on the post, he passed over. He kept right on going. Amen. Right in the middle of the night. I said, in the middle of the night. I'm talking about the time of the promise draws nigh. All of a sudden these Egyptians knocking on those Israelites' door saying, get out of here. Get out of here. Moses said, borrow everything. They borrowed everything. They got everything from them. They spooled the Egyptians and took off out of there. What was it? God's promise drew nigh. God's word was fulfilled. Amen. And God's word will be fulfilled in your life if we'll hold on. If we won't let go, if we'll be faithful, if we'll be true, amen, let God bring it to pass. Let the time, amen, bring it to pass. Hallelujah. I know sometimes it's hard to wait. Amen. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 2 and 23, it came to pass in the process of time. You know time has a process. Amen. You know what process is. Amen. Time has a process. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It came to pass in the process of time. The king of Egypt died and the children of Israel sighed by reason of bondage. They cried and their cry came up to God by reason of their bondage. And God heard their groaning and remembered his covenant with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. God looked upon the children of Israel and God had respect unto them. And he brought them out. Glory to God. I said that he brought them out. Amen. And God will bring you out. Amen. It will come to pass. The Bible said in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse number 3, the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry, wait for it. Y'all know that scripture. Hallelujah. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. The vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Glory to God. Because it will surely come. Somebody said, I didn't think God was ever going to come through for me. But he did, didn't he? Amen. He did. Hallelujah. I didn't think I'd ever make it through the trial. I never thought I'd make it through the valley. But he did come through, didn't he? Hallelujah. He always has and he always will. God's promise, the time will draw nigh. If God told you, hallelujah, if God's word told you, I believe God's word, don't you? Amen. I believe the word of God. I can read scripture and I say, God's going to do it. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe God has men and women of God that prophesy, amen, and speak under the unction of the Holy Ghost and the power and anointing of God, amen. The Bible said, believe his word, believe his prophets, believe what he says. I believe what he says. I believe God will come through, amen. It's just there's a process of time, amen. You gotta let the time of the promise draw. For scriptures, he said, amen, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a promise you can hold on to. And the promise will come to pass. Amen. That everything will work together for good. Don't give up just quite yet, my friend. Amen. Don't let go just quite yet. I know this is a short sermon. Amen. I know it's not too much here this morning. Glory to God. But I felt like the Lord was wanting me to talk to some people right here at Old Paths. You've been waiting on a promise. The time of the promise draws nigh. Hallelujah, Sister Janice. 420 years wasn't time yet. Yeah, the whips was flying. Yes, the horses was going wild. Amen. 428, it just wasn't time yet. Oh, Brother David. But on that 432nd year, on the self same day, on the exact day God said it would happen, that's when it happened. I want to tell you something here, Church Old Paths. The time of the promise draws nigh. Amen. The time of the promise draws nigh. The vision will come to pass. Amen. The burden will be fulfilled. The prayers will be answered. We must just hold on a little longer. We must just be faithful a little bit longer. Sometimes God makes us wait to see our faith. See what we'll do in the dark hours. Hallelujah. Why? He don't always just give it to us immediately. We'd be a bunch of spoiled brats. Hallelujah. Amen. But God said, hold on, wait. Amen. Just a moment. Hallelujah. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Glory to God. I'm still waiting on a promise. I'm waiting on God to come through for me. The Bible says, amen, they was persuaded, amen, that they was going to a city that had foundations and builder and maker was God. He said, they said, declared plainly, we're not of this country. Amen, but we're foreigners. We're just pilgrims traveling through. What was it? They was pilgrims persuaded by promises. Hallelujah. I want you to know you may not fit in your world. You may not fit in at your job. You may not fit in your family. But we're just a pilgrim. I've got a citizenship in another country. Hallelujah. I said, I've got a citizenship in heaven. And I am a pilgrim traveling through this world. And I've been persuaded by a promise. Come and go with me to my Father's house. Hallelujah, to my Father's house. There is no joy, no dying. There is no night. It's all joy and peace. Oh, come and go with me. Hallelujah, King Jesus will be there in my Father's house. Hallelujah, there'll be no sickness there. There'll be no cancer, no heart disease, no diabetes, no strokes. Hallelujah, I'm talking about promises. Amen. I'm persuaded by promises. I'm holding on to simply promises. The whole Christian life is promises. Have you ever seen heaven? I've never seen heaven. Hallelujah. I've just read about it. I know there's stories told. Hallelujah. People that went to heaven. I remember there's a popular book, and they made a film on it about something about heaven. A little boy died and went to heaven. Y'all probably read it or seen it. I think that's wonderful. Hallelujah. Even though I wasn't that boy, and I don't have a clue if they made it up or whatever, but it seems like it lines up with the Bible in some ways. Y'all still with me? Hallelujah. But there's something far greater than a little boy saying he went over there. Hallelujah. I've been at the bedside of dying saints. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My best friend died, 31 years old, leukemia. Amen. He told his wife, he said, my house is right on the other side of the river. Glory to God. Big old house, hallelujah. Amen. Right there beside the river. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about the saints of God that went on. Amen. Glory to God. Promises. The word of God is sure. sure and steadfast. There's just something about when you break the bread of life. Amen. You can be down, depressed, and sad, lonely, but you open that bread of life. It seems like God just steps right out of that book, wraps his arms around you. Amen. Said, hold on just a little longer. Amen. This world is not my home. I'm only passing by. My treasures and my hope are all up in the sky. Amen. My friends and loved ones wait, who have trod this way before, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. What is it? The time of the promise draws nigh. Amen. God's word will come to pass. He said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to touch you. I'm going to anoint you. I'm going to answer your prayer. I'm going to give you what you asked me. I'm going to do what I said. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. God's word will come to pass. Hallelujah. It's just time. It takes a process of time. Though it tarry, wait for it. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. If you've served God one day, you have served him too long to turn and go back now. If you've served God one week, you've come too far to turn and go back now. If you've pointed your steps that way, you've pointed them in the right direction. You can't go back now. There's nothing to go back to. It's just the time of the promise must draw nigh. Hallelujah. Generations lived and died in Egypt. Joseph told them when he died, he said, carry my bones out of here. Get my bones and take them out of here and bury them over in the God's promised land. He said, because God said he would bring you out of here. Every time they passed that pyramid of Joseph, or whatever, that tomb where they kept the bones of Joseph, I can see them going home. I'm almost done preaching. Matter of fact, I am done preaching. I just don't know what to do now, you know. I can see them hurting on their back, headed home. I'm giving up. I'm going to commit suicide. I'm going to forget it. I'm leaving. Forget it. And they'd pass the bones of Joseph and stop just for a moment and say, wait a minute. He'll bring us out of here one of these days. Hallelujah! We're going to go out of here one of these days. Hallelujah. One day they walked down to that Red Sea and Moses stretched up his rod. All of a sudden, hallelujah, the wind began to blow at their back and God dried the Red Sea. Amen. God said, cross right on over. Amen. Hallelujah. They walked on dry land through the Red Sea. I'm here to tell you something this morning, mama. Amen. God still got the wind to blow in your Red Sea. Hallelujah. The promise just will be fulfilled. Amen. God's word has never lied. He's never lied to one person. He cannot lie. God cannot lie. Sister Bethany is going to help me on the piano this morning. I feel the presence of the Lord in this place. Hallelujah. You've got a promise from God. You've got something you feel like God told you. You feel like God, something God told you to do or say or something, you know, or whatever. Hallelujah. Hold to that promise. As an old preacher preached one time, he said, I'd take the weakest promises of God. Weakest promise of God. And he said, go ahead. Stretch it. He said, I can stretch it all the way across hell. Stretch it right across hell. He said, I'm talking about the weakest promise and stretch it across hell. And he said, I'd run out on it and do cartwheels and somersaults and dare the devil to do anything about it. He said, because there ain't one of God's promises that'll ever break. That'll ever fail. In your dark night, in your lonely time, you feel like, how in the world? What in the world? What's going to happen? Hope to God's promise. It'll come to pass. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord's speaking to somebody's heart this morning.
He's speaking to you through this word this morning. Hallelujah. He's saying, I will fulfill what I have spoken. I will do what I've said, saith the Lord. Hold to my unchanging hand. Church, we must hold to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God's promise, the time is drawing nigh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and play, Sister Bethany. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Stand together with me this morning.
Oh, there's a promise coming down your dusty road. There's a healing hand, a healing virtue flow. He's got the key to what you need. Death in hell he will receive. There's a promise coming down your dusty road. Oh, there's a promise coming down your dusty road.
Oh, yes.
Healing virtue flow. He has the key to what you need. Death in hell he will defeat. There's a promise coming down your dusty road.
You're here this morning, you need God to help you. You need prayer this morning. Right now is the time. The Lord help you. He'll help you and your family. God's the healer this morning. He'll heal your body. He'll heal sickness, disease. Whether it be in you or your child or whatever, he'll touch your home, your marriage, your family. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to pray for you this morning. You're in need this morning. I want you to come. I want to pray for you. Hallelujah. There's a promise coming down that dusty road. Come on, sing it. Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, there's a promise coming down.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Healing virtue flows. He's got the key to what you need. Death in hell he did defeat.
Oh,
there's a promise coming down your dusty road. Well, there's a promise coming down your dusty road.
Oh, yes.
Healing virtue flows. He's got the key to what you need. Death in hell he will defeat. There's a promise coming down your dusty road. Well, well, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
On-time God.
Oh, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Well, now he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Well, church, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Well, now he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Well, I know he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Oh, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him to, but he'll be there right on time. An on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Well, you can ask the children of Israel, trapped at the Red Sea, about that meat on Pharaoh and his army. He had water all around them and old Pharaoh at their backs. Oh, but out of nowhere, God stepped in and made a highway way just like that. He's an old time God. Yes, he is. He's an old time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there on time. He's an old time God. Yes, he is. Well, he's an old time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there all on time. He's an old time God, yes he is. He's an old time God, yes he is.